They'd better get to work, says Jorge Ponce, the co-chair of the Council of Federal EEO and Civil Rights Executives. He's most worried about Latinos, who make up 8% of the federal workforce and just 3% of senior executives. Ponce says this problem didn't sneak up on the government.
For the last 41 years, we have had a lot of task forces, blue ribbon commissions, tiger teams, voluminous action plans and reports that say basically the same thing, and because they say the same thing, no one reads them and they collect dust in managers' file cabinets.
He's looking for a plan with teeth. The director of the Office of Diversity and Inclusion at the Office of Personnel Management, Veronica Villalobos, says this plan's bite is its third goal, sustainability. She says agencies will sustain progress only if they hold all ranks accountable.
You will see the importance of placing diversity and inclusion within agency-specific strategic plans. So this is for their overall agency plan. You will see a call for SES members, supervisors and managers, as well as employees to have diversity and inclusion elements in their performance plans. You will see a call for training by the agencies. You will see agencies being requested that they create diversity and inclusion councils. So this sustainability piece is to ensure that those first two goals of workforce diversity and workplace inclusion are truly being met.
The deputy secretaries in the President's Management Council are supposed to make sure their agencies are falling in line. The Department of Veterans Administration Assistant Secretary for Human Resources and Administration, John Sepulveda, says the high level of attention is one of three things that sets this plan apart.
If you don't have your leaders of your agencies fully involved in promoting diversity, then it's not going to work. So leadership involvement is one. The other is the development of metrics to measure over time progress that departments are making. And thirdly, the importance of training to ensure that there is sufficient training of staff, particularly HR and hiring managers, to make sure that they understand how to legally, appropriately, and effectively increase the levels of diversity in the department. So all of those elements are embedded in that diversity plan.
OPM is offering training to agencies for the next 4 months. It, along with the Office of Management and Budget, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and the President's Management Council, wrote the plan and guidance for agencies. The latter may seem like a menu of old ideas. To name some suggestions, agencies should target recruitment based on their demographic data, emphasize flexible work policies like telework, and give new employees a mentor. But it doesn't mandate anything, which is a good thing to Lisa Montoya. She's the White House liaison and a senior advisor at the Peace Corps. Montoya says agency senior managers are using the strategy as a springboard.
We're taking an assessment of what the agency does already and how we can implement best practices and how we can work with other federal agencies and take best practices from other federal agencies and from private industry and from other NGOs to see what we can do to strengthen what we already do.
Agencies are supposed to give themselves a good look in the mirror. Villalobos says they have to figure out where their weak spots are in diversity and inclusion.
The agencies are going to have to determine, do we have Hispanic underrepresentation? Do we have underrepresentation for people with disabilities? What other groups are underrepresented? When we look at our senior executive service, is it indicative of our entire workforce, or does it look different than what our workforce looks like? So those are the things the agencies are going to have to do deep dives on.
The plan doesn't direct agencies to spend money on any of this, but they may end up doing so, especially if they're big. The Department of Defense had 9,000 job vacancies in a recent month, and about 400,000 applicants. Chief Human Capital Officer Pat Tamburino says the agency has to change the way it traps and analyzes recruitment data.
Defense Civilian Personnel System is where all our data is kept after you become an employee. So we have to go look at how does that track with USA Jobs, and how am I going to track for me? You know, the metric I gave was 9,000 applications in 1 month. You know, 300,000 applicants, close to 400,000, I have to talk with my IT people how we're going to sift through that. And if, you know, once we crack the code, which we will, it'll be pretty straightforward, but that's a lot of data.
He said it was a fundamental change for the Defense Department, but one he fully supports. He spoke at a recent meeting of the Hispanic Council on Federal Employment. The group is supposed to recommend more ways to boost the most underrepresented ethnicity in the federal government. But for the second time in a row, too few members showed up to form a quorum. Ponce was frustrated.
We don't need any more councils. We don't need any more reports. We don't need more statistics. We don't need more paralysis. What we need is action and solutions now.
He says those solutions will come only with full commitment. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.